Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY 2022 earnings conference call of Panama Petrochem Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touch-tone phone. To remove yourself from the queue, please enter star and two. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahesh Narvekar, Vice President, Corporate Relations. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Narvekar.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Panama Petrochem Limited earnings conference call for Q2 and half year ended September 30th, 2021. I would like to begin by expressing my gratitude to all of you by taking your time to join us. On this call with me today, we have Mr. Hussain Rayani, Joint Managing Director of Panama Petrochem Limited, and Mr. Pramod Maheshwari, Chief Financial Officer, Panama Petrochem Limited. Since this is our maiden earnings call, before we get into the business and financial performance of the half year, may I request Mr. Hussain Rayani, Joint Managing Director, to share a brief insight into our company. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everybody, and I welcome you all on this call. Panama Petrochem, to give you a brief about our company, let me start with a little bit of a background about our company. Panama Petrochem was established in 1982. We are a petroleum-based specialty oil producer headquartered in Mumbai. The company has an installed capacity of 240,000 metric tons per annum, spread over five facilities, including the manufacturing subsidiary in UAE. The domestic facilities are at Ankleshwar, Dahej, Taloja, and Daman, employing over 250 employees with over three generations of hands-on experience of promoters. The company offers 80 variants of various petroleum specialty products under the brand Panol. These products are vital for industries like inks and resins, textiles, rubber, pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, drilling fluids, power industry, and other miscellaneous industry. The company has a very strong research and development center at our Ankleshwar unit, which is a DSIR-approved laboratory and an R&D center. There is a conscious effort by the management to increase the value of the contribution of value-added products. These products are critical in various industrial segments, like, to give you a brief of the various segments and our different products, we make rubber process oils. These oils are widely used in the manufacturing of rubber products, both natural as well as synthetic rubber. The main product, I would say, would be the manufacture of automotive tires, where these oils are used. The R&D has introduced a couple of new products in this segment, which are environmentally friendly. The company is among the top in providing customized solutions in this segment, and the sales from this segment contributes about 21% of the revenue. Then we manufacture products for the textile industry. These oils, such as the anti-static combing oil and knitting oil, are used for the texturizing of the yarns. These are highly effective in improving the anti-static properties as well as reducing the friction of machine parts. There are few players in this segment, and the company enjoys premium pricing in this segment. It constitutes around 19% of revenue. The ink and coating oils. Marketed under the brand name Panol, it provides a wide range of products for heat set, cold set, offset and web-based inks of various grades of petroleum distillates with controlled aromatics and boiling ranges. The company has prominent position in this segment and it constitutes around 20% of revenues. Cosmetics and pharmaceutical mineral oils and jellies. These are used as blending base for pharmaceutical and cosmetic products such as creams, lotions, hair oils, petroleum jellies, ointments, laxatives, etc. It also finds application in many other industrial segments such as the polystyrene manufacturing, food packaging industry, protective coatings for fruits and vegetables, fruit preservatives, veterinary preparations, etc. The petroleum jellies is used as a base for ointments, personal care, veterinary and other pharmaceutical and cosmetic applications. The product offered complies to national and international standards and pharmacopoeias such as the IP, BP, USP and EP. The other product that we manufacture is the transformer oil. These are ultra low sulfur and wax free naphthenic based and paraffinic based oils with excellent cooling characteristics, high solvency and low corrosivity. These oils are used in the electrical transformers, and because of its very high heat dissipation, it cools down the transformer and at the same time provides lubrication to the different moving parts in the transformer. Then we make oils for industrial uses, industrial lubricants as well as automotive lubricants under the brand name Panol. We have introduced new set of products for the drilling industry drilling oils. These fluids are used for very specific drilling applications for oil-based muds. These are customized products developed and approved by oil majors such as ONGC and other international drilling service providers. And the product meets the stringent requirements of OSPAR and LC50 standards. These are eco-friendly products with zero aromatic contents. As I mentioned in the start, there is a conscious effort of the management to change the mix of products more in favor of value-added products. A lot of our products are used as import substitutes. We cater a lot of multinational companies in India, and the current government initiatives of the Make in India, we provide a lot of import substitutes to these customers, which are which not only are comparable in price and quality, but also we provide our customers with a just-in-time delivery, which has further helped us to increase our share of the value-added products. The company exports to around 70 countries worldwide, and the export constitutes around 45% of the revenue. The UAE subsidiary provides a good base to cater to the export potential of the Gulf regions. The company plans to increase exports to more than 50% in the future. The company also plans to expand capacity by an additional 100,000 metric tons per annum over the next 3-year period. We have an excellent R&D facility at the Ankleshwar plant which introduces new products which are environmental friendly. New products are being introduced in the ink and coating, rubber, paint and the drilling and industry segments. To sum up, we are a specialty oil producer with leading preferred solution providers in few of industry segments like textiles, rubber, drilling and inks. Our R&D team has introduced products which are green, clean and environmental friendly, especially in the rubber process segment. Our goal is to be customized solution providers to varied industrial segments and increase the contribution from the value-added products to 90 to 95% in future. This is about the company's vision. Now I hand over to Mr. Mahesh, who will brief us about the latest financial performances. Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Now, coming to financial performance, the financial highlights for Q2 ending September 30, 2021. Revenue from operations stood at rupees 564 crores in Q2 for current financial year as against 326 crore in the Q2 of the previous year. EBITDA for the quarter was 83 crores against 28 crores in Q2 for FY 2021. Q2 profit, net profit stood at 62 crores as against profit of 18 crores in Q2 during the previous year. Financial highlights of half year ending September 30, 2021 is as follows. Revenue from operations stood at 1,117 crores in first half of current financial year as against 486 crores in the previous year during the same period. EBITDA of the first half was 161 crores as against 38 crores in the first half of the previous year. First half profit after tax stood at 120 crores as against 22 crores in the first half of the previous year. The company has also paid interim dividend at the rate of 100%, that is 2 rupees per share. This is all from my side. We can now open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Any participant who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Shankar Parekh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I am an individual investor. My name is Shankar Sari, and I am from Delhi. Sir, I have two questions. My first question is, sir, can you brief us on capacity expansion program and its source of finance? And my second question is, could you please give guidance on operating margin margins in coming year quarter?
Hi Shankar, thanks for your questions. To the answer to your first part, the capacity of our capacity as on 2021-22 is 260,000 metric tons compared to 240,000 tons which was in the previous year. So we will have an addition of 20,000 tons in this year. Going forward, in the next 3 years, we have a planned expansion of another 90,000 tons to take the total capacity to 350,000 tons. And the capex for this planned expansion is about 100 crores, which will be all through internal accruals. Thank you.
Second question.
Yeah, for the second question regarding the guidance on the operating margins, we anticipate the EBITDA margins to be sustainable between 12 to 14% in the coming years.
Mr. Parekh, do you have any more questions?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
No.
Mr. Merchant, may we request you to please unmute your microphone and go ahead with your question.
Yeah, this is, hello, this is Zulfika Merchant here. Hello, can you hear?
Hello, yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, see, this is Zulfika Merchant here. I am an individual shareholder. I would like to ask two questions. It's regarding that, what is the contribution from the export sales and does the company enjoy pricing power in exports? This is my first question.
Sure. And the second question, can you ask?
Yeah, second question is brief. Can you please brief something about the operation of the subsidiary company?
The operations of the
subsidiary.
Subsidiary.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Zulfikar, for your question. The export contributes about 45% of the total sales, and we are exporting currently to in more than 70 countries world over. Regarding the subsidiary, the panel industry, the subsidiary was commenced production in the year 2013. It has an installed capacity of 40,000 tons. Currently, we are working on 100% capacity utilization. For the Q2 to the 2021-22, the revenues from the subsidiary was about 139 crores compared to 125 crores in the preceding quarter, and the PAT is about 12.8 crores compared to 11.9 crores in the preceding quarter. So this is we are having very strong prospects from the subsidiary company. This plant in UAE is situated in the Ras Al Khaimah free zone. We have dedicated pipelines running from our exclusive jetty into the plant, and we can handle bulk liquids and waxes from this facility. So going forward, we are very we have a high prospect from this facility. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from the line of Akshay Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I also have two sets of questions. My first question is, it has been observed that a margin had been increased. So can you please explain that the migration from 6 to 7% to 13% margin currently, and is it sustainable in future?
Yeah, thanks, also, Akshay, question. Do you have any more questions, Akshay?
Yeah, I also one more question. I would like to know what will be the sales guidance for 2023 and 24 in view of 100% capacity utilization currently.
Sure. Yeah. So we have seen an increased demand from our customers. You know, we are in the domestic market. We are catering to a lot of multinationals, and most of these companies have increase their production base in India, and there is a very strong demand forecast from these customers. This is the main reason for the increase both in sales and profits. Most of these products are all value-added products and import substitutes, which these multinationals would otherwise import. So we provide them an import substitute at comparable quality and price. So this is the main reason. Also, as I gave in my opening background, there is a conscious effort from the management to change the product mix more towards value-added and specialty products. The specialty segment now contributes about 65% of our total production, and we have plans to further increase that in the coming years to 90%. So there is, we feel there is a strong demand going forecast for our products going forward, and with the increase in the value-added product contribution, the operating margins are sustainable and are anticipated to be between 12 to 14%. In regards to your second question, we are continuously adding capacity on all our existing facility. This year we have increased about 15%. We have added capacity, and going forward we would be adding a total about 40% more capacity addition on our existing facility. So we anticipate the growth in revenue to be between 15 to 20% in the coming years.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Akshay.
Thank you. We'll take a next question from the line of Ramesh Damani from Ramesh Damani Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Hussain, congratulations on a great set of numbers again.
Hussain,
I've been following your company. Thank you, Hussain. I've been following your company for a few years now. And my first question is that it seems like you're operating in a different orbit now. From about 50, 60 crores profit, it seems more like you can do about 200, 250 crores a year. Am I right in that assumption, or are there just some pandemic released push that you're getting. My first question is that. Secondly, just the status of some higher value products. Could you throw some light? You used to talk about something for the oil industry, something for the printing industry. Can you throw some light on the high value products that you have?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Damani, and we really appreciate your guidance to us all these years. As you know, we have the management is more focused on value-added products, and we have been substantially increasing the product mix more towards the value-added products. Also, we have seen that there is a steady transition from our existing customers, and they have been demanding more of these value-added products, you know, because there are environmental regulations being enforced currently, and even the customers are very much well aware of what they are buying. So there is an awareness, there are regulations, and we've been working very closely with our customers of these changing regulations. Our R&D team, which is working in the R&D center at our Ankleshwar unit, are in continuous back-end work to introduce these new products. A lot of these products otherwise are imported, as I mentioned earlier, which we supply to our customers. These are very, very specific tailor-made products, and we are we will be launching a new products for new applications going forward. So there is a conscious efforts, conscious in the management decisions to be more focused on these specialized products compared to our conventional products, which are a little low margin products. So I would say the fantastic performance is not only due to the pandemic, but it is sustainable. We have a plan, we have a set of products which are approved by our customers, which we would be introducing the going forward. So we are quite optimistic with our performance in the last couple of years, and we will be very, very quite focused to take and keep this run rate going forward.
That's great news. That's actually great news.
Thank you, Mr. Damani.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Dinesh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, Dinesh.
So good evening. My name is Dinesh. I'm from Chennai. I'm an individual investor. I have two questions. First one is, what is the effect of food price on company sales and margins? And second one, what is the company's policy on FX rate or FX forward?
Yeah, Dinesh. I got your two questions. To the first part of your question, we are definitely dependent on the price of the crude oil. However, if the oil prices are within range, it does not have any major impact on the business because we have a pass-on mechanism, price mechanism with our customers. Every month we have a price negotiation. If there are any changes, it is passed on to the customers. Also, our raw material, which is the base oil, is not directly and so spontaneously correlated with the oil price. We have a 4 to 6 weeks of time lag. So if there are any changes in the oil prices, we can pass on to our customers. But yeah, if there are very sharp fluctuations in the oil prices, it does have a positive or a negative impact on the business. Regarding the Forex, we are exporting about 45% of our sales is from exports. And this provides us a natural hedge towards Forex. And the balance of the open position, a major part of it we do forward contract. So more or less, we are quite covered on the Forex.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dinesh.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Utsa from UVL Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening to the management.
Good evening.
I've been tracking your firm over the years. From the power and PC quarter and quarter results, we talk about the revenue. We were doing somewhere around 350 crores, 270 crores. But in March and June, on the current quarter, we're doing around 550 crores of the revenue. is this due to the any capacity that you added, or just you are operating 100% of the efficiency right now?
Yeah. So currently we are working on more than 100%. This is due to the increased demand from most of our customers in the various segments that we are currently present. So we are seeing a very, very positive demand forecast from these customers going forward. We are working on more than 100% right now. Capacity.
And is it sustainable over the coming years down the line?
Yes, we have. We feel it's sustainable, and we see a lot of demand for, especially our value-added products. As I explained in my earlier answer, these products are otherwise imported, and we have a very strong relations with our customers. We introduce a lot of new products for them. Of course, the opening up of the economy post the pandemic. There has been more increased demand, but we see that the forecast remains strong throughout the year and going forward, and that's the reason we would be having a 40% additional capacity in the next 3 years.
The 40% that you're mentioning, the capacity addition, right?
Yes.
By when can we expect it to be start contributing to the revenue?
So it is a phase-wise, so each year we will be adding about 30,000 tons every year. Which will be analyzed by the second
half. We're adding around 1 lakh tons, as you mentioned. It's a
yes.
Period of 2 years, we say.
Yeah. So we anticipate by the year 2024-25, the capacity will be increased to 350,000 tons.
Any capacity addition that you'll be adding this year?
Yes. This year we've added 20,000 tons. In the year 22-23, we have a plan to add another 30,000 tons.
30,000 tons.
Yeah, 30,000 tons. This year we've added 20,000 compared to last year.
This year 20,000 next year, right?
Yeah. So this year we have 240,000 tons as on March 2021. In this year we've added 20,000 tons. So as on March 2022, we will be about 260,000 tons. And in the following year, there will be another 30,000 tons plans to add capacity.
Okay, and is there in track at what stage can we see that be right now? Will it be commencing 2 months or 3 months down the line, the capacity addition?
Yeah, the commercialization of the additional capacity would be in the from the second quarter of the year, of each year.
Second quarter of each year. So from September onward, we can say that you'll be, from FY23, you'll be approximately around 80,000 tons.
Correct. That would be about 280,000.
And you also mentioned in the the volume growth also, right? So
yes.
What volume growth can we see at FY23? What volume growth can we expect?
Yeah, so we anticipate about 15 to 20% growth in volumes and revenues. 15 to 20%, yes.
In the Q1 recommendation that you released previously, you have mentioned that you are increasing the proposed capacity addition to the UE plant that you are mentioning, 50%.
Correct.
Oh, currently you have 40,000. We plan to take it to around 80,000 tons.
Yeah, so next year we have a plan to add 10,000 tons in our UAE subsidiary plant.
Currently you have 10,000 tons to add, right?
In the next year.
FY23.
FY23.
So approximately 20,000 will be adding to the Indian capacity and 10,000 to the UAE one.
Yes.
Just one more thing apart from this. If you can name few clients that we're dealing with, some clients, you can get an idea of what level of the clients we're talking about in the company. The clients that you're working with, who are from the, you can see the increased demand coming in.
Yeah.
What kind of clients are these? Can you name these clients?
These are all multinationals. It would not be very to name the clients, but most of the clients are all MNCs in the different sectors and segments we are present.
Okay. And does the crude pricing play a very important role? Because we see that crude prices are increasing rapidly, but that did not affect your margins anyhow in the past 3 months, past 6 months. So how does that play in
Yeah. So we have a pass on pricing mechanism. So any changes in the raw material price due to the oil price is passed on to the customers. So as long as range bound movements of the oil prices is, does not have a major impact, any very sharp fluctuations of course would have an impact on the business.
And that's passed on immediately or like it's like 1 month or 2 months? Yeah.
Our raw materials are usually have a 4 to 6 weeks of time lag with the oil price. So we have enough time to pass on any of these changes to the customer.
Sure. Thank you. And all the best for the future as well.
Thanks, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants to ask a question. You may enter star and one. Our next question is from the line of Kalpesh Parekh from JSN Advisory. Please go ahead. Mr. Parekh, can you please unmute your phone and go ahead with your question?
Sorry. First of all, hearty congratulations on good set of numbers.
Thanks, Kalpesh. Thank you, Kalpesh.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically, sir, couple of questions. One on this value-added product contribution, what we were talking. Basically, in this quarter, this contribution would be what, 60 to 65% type of level or more than that, that has gone up?
Yeah, so it is about 65% in this quarter from the specialty and value-added product.
Right, right. And for in this quarter, did we got any price hike? Is that price hike included in any of our top line in this quarter?
Yeah, so as I told that we are having a pass on pricing with our customers. So there has been some upward pricing on our raw materials, which likewise has been we pass on to our customer.
So, but this is there in this this quarter's numbers, it is there?
Yeah, because the oil prices increased in this quarter, so there was an increase in our raw material price also due to that, and we have been able to pass on that to our customers.
Right, right. And sir, on margins front, what we are probably we in this quarter were at something like 14.7, 14.75 type of levels,
yes,
which is higher than 14.1. Somewhere in last quarter type of number. So,
yes.
But still the guidance is in the band of 12 to 14 only. So are we conservative or probably we are factoring some amount of uncertainty as well?
Yeah, we are very conservative in our guidance. But yeah, this quarter we had an EBITDA of 14.73%. Compared to the previous quarter was about 14.07%, and this is entirely due to the continuous change in mix of our value-added products.
Right. So it is safer to presume something like 14% type of margin we should
yes.
be able to sustain.
Yes, absolutely.
Given the current backdrop of you know strong demand scenario, and probably we are also running on cut-to-cut capacity type of levels.
Yes.
Great, great. So, sir, we are adding only 30,000 in next 2 years each, right? 30, 30, 30 type of levels.
Correct. That's right.
So, by 25, we should be something like 350, 360.
350,000. Correct.
And at that level, probably our turnover can be something like 3,000 crore type of numbers, should we presume?
So we are, as I told you, we anticipate a 15 to 20% year-on-year growth on revenue, on the revenues.
Good, 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 sir. I think you are, I mean, moving on a great direction and probably in the right direction. So wish you all the best and let's hope we continue the same momentum.
Thanks for your wishes.
Yeah, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Shubhrato Sarkar from Mount Intra Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Sir, first one specific question, like FY 2020, our margin was around 5%, which has now come to 14%. So any specific reason for that? Because prior to that, it was very stable. So any specific reason that only last year we have started adding specialty product or something else? This is number one. And sir, more on a broader sense, like since I'm new to this company, if you explain like how we charge to our customers, like is it per kg basis, some conversion cost, the way we charge it, or what is the mechanism like we pass on, what is the mechanism of value addition that we do and pass like charge to our customer? Like if X is like oil, then how much do we add to that, and then what is the pricing formula on that? So this is my first question basically.
Yes. Yes, sir. So I just regarding the EBITDA margins, see, we, if you will see historically over the, if you've been tracking the company, we've had an EBITDA margin of between 8 to 9%. The reason was, you know, we have a higher share of the conventional oils in our products, which are a little low value margin products, between 6 to 8%. And the specialty oils, which bear about 10 to 12%. So we normally had an EBITDA margin between 8 to 9%. But that the ratio of the conventional oils was more than 50% in the last few years. Of course, it is not an overnight change. We've been working, you know, to get that product mix more on specialties, because it also takes a lot of time to get approvals from the customers, to get all the regulatory clearances. So we've steadily and slowly and steadily increasing this contribution from these value-added products, which now stands more than about 65%. So due to this change in the product mix, we are seeing you know, an upswing on the EBITDA margin, which is now about 14%. And going forward, we would we have plans to further improve the mix more in favor of the specialty oils. A lot of new products we are in, on the stage of launch, introducing to our customers, which would be all in the specialty space. Regarding your second question, we, as I said, we have, you know, we the plan is we have about 12 to 14 to 15% of EBITDA margin we plan for specialty products, and about 6 to 8% for the conventional oil. So this is the way we normally price our products, based on about the EBITDA margin for specialty between about 14 to 15% and 6 to 8% for the conventional oils.
Okay. Sir, just one data point if you can provide, like FY23 our turnover was around 1,000 crore, and now if you see last 12 months turnover, it is around 2,000 crore, sir. So sir, out of this 100% increase in revenue, if you can help us to understand how much is because of price change and how much is because of volume change. Like if you can give us the figure, like what was the volume at that point FY20, and now like last 12 months, how much volume we have done.
So just to give you an idea on the volumes, in the last year, we ended with for the whole year, for the 6 months of last year, the volumes was about 97,168 metric tons. And compared to the 6 months in the current year, we've done a volume of about 132,761 metric tons. So there is around 35% increase in the quantity, in the volumes. So it is not only because of the increase in price, but also the volumes and the quantities have increased.
Okay. So, sir, approximately roughly 40% increase in volume and 60% because of change in price. Is it a clear assumption, sir?
So the quantity increased by about 40% compared to, if you compare the 6 months of this year compared to 6 months of last year.
And product mix.
And the change in product mix.
Perfect. Now, sir, just one question on the capital allocation. Like, we do not have much of a debt, sir. Now, we are making very good, profit. So our cash flow is also quite decent now. So, like, what is our plan on that regard, sir, about the cash flow which we are getting, sir?
Yeah, so, As I told you, we have a net positive cash flow, and all the capacity additions, the capex will be through our internal accruals. So the cash flow would be about 30% of the cash flow would be for the capex, about 40% would be for the working capital, 20% would be for the dividends to the shareholders, and about 10% will be retained by the company.
Okay, perfect. So just last question, like the capex plan which we have done, sir, of capacity addition till FY25, like how much have we done any internal calculation, like how much debt we need to raise, or do we require any debt to feed this, or like we can do entirely from internal accrual?
We have been a debt-free company, and we will be striving to remain so. And all the capex required for the capacity addition will be all through internal approvals and no debt.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Thanks a lot, and congratulations for a great season.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Gaurav Dua from Sharekhan. Please go ahead.
Hi, Hussain. Yes, congrats to you for a strong numbers. I just wanted to understand, you just talked about 30-35% growth in the volume. That volume growth, is it coming from the domestic market or from the international market? And how's your domestic and international sales mix has grown or changed?
Yeah. So in the 6 months of this year, the export has sales have been about 49% compared to about 45% in the previous year. So the export market has been more positive. There has been a further growth in the export market because of better realization also. So that would be about the export is about 49% in this 6 months.
Okay. So, sir, is the improvement in your operating margin also because of the increasing contribution from export? It is not only because of the increasing contribution from the specialty specialized products?
Yeah, in the export market also, we export a lot of these value-added products. But yeah, export market has grown faster than in this 6 months. So it has.
What I was trying to understand, Hussain, for the same product, is the margins better in the export market?
Yeah, we have a better realization from the export sales.
Okay, so that means apart from improving the contribution from specialty product, you also have another lever which is the increasing contribution from export, which can help on your say operating margins, right?
Correct.
So given the fact that both these levers are helping the margin, supporting the margin, why aren't we giving a more aggressive outlook on the operating margins?
As I said, we are more conservative in our guidance, but as I said, the focus is on further improving and increasing the share of the specialty business. And going forward, we want to take that further, both on the domestic front and also on the export front.
Okay. Lastly, you said export is growing at a faster rate. Which geography is growing? What are the clients there? If you could throw some light there.
Yeah, so we are currently now exporting in more than 70 countries. So okay. the geographic horizons have further expanded, and we would like to take that further up to about 100 countries going forward.
So in terms of the top 5 countries where you export, which would that be?
So the major regions is in the South and Central America, in
okay.
In the African subcontinent, and in the also a lot in the Asia Pacific region.
Okay, so the clients of yours for export, are they multinational entities having operations there in those specific areas, or these are the local companies?
It's a combination. So yeah, we do also have a lot of multinationals which we are supplying, because we already do supply to their Indian counterparts. So it's an
okay.
extension of the business to their overseas manufacturing units. And also we cater a lot of private manufacturers in the various segments.
Okay. Okay, understood. Thanks a lot, Uthan. All the best to you. Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hussain Rayani for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you once again, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank each member of the Panama Petrochem family. I would like to thank everyone who had participated in this con call. For any further queries or information, please get in touch with our investor relation team, and we will be very happy to answer them. Thank you very much once again, and have a great evening.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.